Good afternoon, St. Louis. DJS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday. As Dave Murray was just saying, gorgeous day out there. Rach and I went for our walk, and it was chilly.
It was a little chilly out there.
It's nice. I like it.
I get down with that.
Definitely. Time for shorts and hoodies. Or just hoodies.
Not ready for that.
And nothing else?
Yeah.
I'm into
long enough hoodie?
Going Winnie the Pooh mode. I'm into
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
You wear it upside down, or...?
I mean, I could be upside down, but that would defeat the whole purpose.
Yeah, you might get cold that way.
Yeah, need a long hoodie and some shoes. Now everyone's got that picture in their mind. I just saw Dave Glover at Schnucks. He's just wearing a long hoodie and shoes.
He's got nice legs. Where would that be the funniest? Like walking downtown? Maybe walking into the ballpark would be the funniest.
Well, downtown, nobody'd see it.
That's true. Walking downtown, you'd look totally normal.
You'd be pretty safe.
Yeah. You're like, nobody saw me.
I think you should, just for a gag.
Sure,
we'll find the shortest shorts that you have, put those on,
and then
get a longer sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
They're called micro shorts.
Get yourself some micro shorts.
Mm-hmm.
See how it goes.
I feel like you've had micro shorts.
What?
Didn't you have a micro shorts era?
Oh, yeah. The era. I thought you meant like recently.
No.
Wait, who told you that?
Dave's like, that was a month ago.
Yeah, that actually happened to me one time when we were at Union Station when our studios were there. And that's back when there were a bunch of restaurants across at Union Station, and we were walking over, and I was wearing super tight pants that I wore every day for like 3 years.
Nice.
So they were just waiting to bust out.
Wait, what was waiting to bust out?
All of it and everything.
They.
Those people. And so someone had a tennis ball, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes was walking to a restaurant, and I'm like, cat, and I throw it to him. He throws it back. It short hops, and because it's Jimmy the Cat, I wanted to impress him. So I bend down to short hop it. The people all come out.
Oh.
And so it was beyond salvageable. And I called Pigpen, who was my producer at the time. And I'm like, hey, there are some shorts in my car. Please bring them over to Houlihan's. So Pigpen was one of my most interesting cast members and friends ever. And it was 11, so he had already been imbibing. And so he brings me the shorts, and they were Maureen's shorts. And so the shirt I was wearing, I just pulled it down as far as I could. And it was just a long shirt at this point that didn't cover Maureen's micro shorts. And I had to get back and go do the show like that.
How many people saw that?
Oh, a lot, because that's back when there were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were sitting outside, so I was sitting on that wrought iron furniture. So everything was out and marked by, like, the lattice work.
We say sometimes you take a seat and sometimes the seat takes
you. Yes, yes. The seat definitely took me.
That's awesome.
And Jimmy the cat, so.
Wow.
That's my story. That's my micro short story.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like a real story. That's insane.
Yep.
The old micro shorts at Houlihan's.
Like, where did you get these? He's like, out of your car, man. I'm like, oh, fine.
That's awesome.
I mean, it looked good.
Yeah.
I doubted that.
I could sit here and lie and pretend I didn't.
The problem was probably you looked too good.
Probably.
That was the problem.
Yeah, a lot of jealousy.
Yeah.
A lot of jealousy in that parking lot.
It's ugly to see that in people. Yeah.
Yep.
Were you just walking around thinking of ZZ Top? Legs.
What?
A song called Legs.
Oh.
Legs. Legs.
And it sounds exactly
just
like that.
Legs.
You would know it from the perfect example we just got.
That was almost like Sling Blade did it. Legs.
We'll do another Ask DGS here. Not here, but like in this hour. I think that was fun yesterday. We're probably all a little tired from staying up because of the DNC, right?
Yeah, it was a little late.
They did Biden dirty. I mean, the man confessed, I'm good between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. When a guy has the guts to say that, you honor it. You don't put him on after midnight on the East Coast for love.
They had to bump James Taylor. They didn't think it was going to go that
you
long.
You don't bump James Taylor.
See, that's what I was. That was the most upsetting thing for me last night. I was like, you know, I'm excited to see James Taylor. Not sure why. I'm not like, I don't have any of his songs on any of my playlists. I just like the, I like that he exists. I like the idea of James Taylor.
Yeah.
Did everything go as planned?
No.
Or did, so this is what I, you want to talk about a metaphor. Like you just can't do things on a schedule. That's not okay.
Right. You're, right? It's like, not impressive.
Like, yeah. I mean, you've been planning this
so
for how long?
You want to run the country.
You've been doing this how long? How long have you had these plans? And you can't say, listen, shut up. It's your time. Like, play the Oscars music if people are going
cut
too long.
Out a
get
bunch
them out.
Of those nobodies.
The
yeah,
Michigan
I'm sorry.
Michigan State Senator.
Yeah. Well, she stole the show, didn't she?
With her giant Project 2025 book.
I was watching her on mute and she was bothering
me. I cannot believe you say that. I muted her. Yeah. I didn't mute anyone all night. I was like, I have to hit mute. She was so annoying.
See, I didn't think she was.
Rach,
I didn't think
saw she, it too.
Like, yeah,
she over
was
the
yeah,
top really? With the book and the.
She was ready for her
close
up.
Well, yeah, she
oh
thought she was going to go viral. And yeah. I don't think
herself.
She's going
I mean,
to.
No.
Like we're all in. You know, like we all do this. Like when you're like 10, 20 seconds late, that's late.
Yeah.
Like it's not that hard to be within a few minutes.
Yeah.
Not hard at all to be within 2 minutes.
Plus, the Dave Glover rule, everyone does everything too long. Like,
oh, yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
I didn't realize how much I hated speeches. We talked about how much I hated meetings a couple weeks
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I just hate speeches. Yeah. I don't care what you have to say.
I'm with you.
Just don't.
I guess if the worst thing that happens at it is people talk a little too long, that's not the worst
no,
thing in
not,
the world.
It's not the end of the world. It's not like Live Fest 2024 or whatever. But, I mean, it's like... You should still be organized enough to get the current sitting president of the United States on
in
before,
prime time.
Right, in prime time before the largest audience.
Yes.
Like that should be easy.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I just it was long. I wasn't outraged by it. I would have cut Hochul. I don't have any use for. She's fine. Whatever. But
she's kind of off-putting to me too.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
can't even put my finger on it.
There's something. But she's
is that wrong? Is it wrong or just honest when someone is off-putting to you? And it has nothing to do with the words they say.
Maybe it's the way they're delivered, and it's just completely aesthetic. It's not like...
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, and some people, if we can say that people have the it factor, or people are engaging, then we can say that some people don't got it. They have
yeah,
the
yeah,
opposite
yeah.
of
that's
the
it.
It factor.
That's perfectly
they
fine.
Something's
call.
Been taken
yeah.
out.
Yep. Yeah, just like it's off-putting. I mean, and that's yeah, just a very real thing. I think I have the off-putting factor. I'm not even joking. I have a friend who has the it factor. She walks into any coffee shop and they're like, oh, hey, yeah. And they give her like free coffee. I walk in and they're like, we're going to charge you extra. Uh-oh. I never get out of tickets. Hmm. Like if I get pulled over,
yeah.
The officer is always like, I should just take you to prison. Like that's, I officers are mad. I had a guy tell me he's not taking me to prison. And an officer
what
asked,
did you do?
Like she's better than everybody else.
Oh,
that explains it.
It took me too long to find my insurance card. He's like, you need to be able to retrieve it faster than that. He's like, I could take you to prison. I was like, oh my gosh.
First of all, what a giant jerk.
I know. He was so mean. And I was going 45 in a 35.
Yeah.
Downhill.
Nick got pulled over for
downhill.
Having not quite a month expired plates downtown.
Mm-hmm.
That, oh, downtown?
Downtown. Yeah. I can't even believe they would
that
bother.
Hurts.
Yeah, that does hurt.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, like, there are people like 7 years or just no plates at all.
That's yeah. That is like when you're on the highway and people are whizzing
yes.
by you 95, 100, and then you're going 76.
I hear
and
tell.
And they get you for that?
This is probably an urban legend, but I hear tell there are people who are expired as far back as 2019.
Oh, I heard what? About that urban legend. I think
yes.
I heard it from the
what?
Legend.
I don't think that's true. I think that's
that all made up.
Yeah, I think that's probably
that's,
all
that's
made
5 years, man.
They say he's the same guy that threw a mouse into the intersection.
best not to investigate these things. You know, it's always a waste of time.
This person doesn't have the old. Remember the old red Missouri plates? I've seen one of those before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's Illinois plates. So.
Oh.
Are you
on the legend?
Are you nervous all the time?
Yep.
Driving.
I am. That's
yep.
Correct. Head on a swivel. It's weird. Every now and again, I'll drive somebody else's car. Like I'll drive my father's car, like his truck.
And I bet it feels so great.
It feels so good not to have to like worry. I'm like driving past police with impunity.
You're waving at them.
So here was my situation today. So there's a detour on Route 3, so I had to go through Granite City. I don't really know my way around Granite City. I end up on Niedringhausen.
Niedringhausen.
Yeah. Thank you. And there's a train track there. I ended up stopped at this train for 25 minutes.
Obviously.
I finally just bailed, but there was a cop in front of me. And so I'm like, all right, cop in front of me is fine. Because he can't see my back plate and the sticker on it. And I'm like, but I feel like if I turn and bail, he's going to get the same idea and turn and bail. And sure enough, that's what ended up happening. Now, he had to kind of three-point turn, and I was able to just turn on a dime because I have a little tiny buggy. So I was able to whip around, and then I was able to hide in the 7-Eleven parking lot while he drove past. And then I could get out
the
and
risks
try and
you take.
That's a level of stress, man.
It's a lot. It's a lot, and that's every time I get behind the wheel.
And what's standing between you and freedom?
A check engine light and no money.
Because you have to get the emissions test.
Yeah, you got to get the emissions test in Illinois before you can get your new sticker.
Do you know what the check engine light is?
Yeah, it's like, it's you mean like what the problem is?
Dave, it's the light that comes on when something's wrong.
It's on the dashboard.
I think I see how we got into this situation.
The check engine light, it's usually orange. It's on the dash. It tells you something's wrong.
It's constantly flashing, you know.
So I heard
if it's flashing, don't run your car.
See, that's what I heard. I heard if it's on, it's okay. But if it's flashing, then it's bad.
I got that straight from our buddy Greg Damon. I called him once when a light came on in the car. I'm like, hey, this just came on. He goes, is it flashing? No. All right, you're good. If it starts flashing, get off the road and stop your car.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because that means something is critical and it's about to fail if it's flashing at you.
Oh, okay. So, I drove my wife's car around for a while with the flashing thing. It was fine, though. I mean, I made it home.
But you don't know what your problem is.
I don't know what my car's problem is. Yeah.
It could be fairly inexpensive.
And my car is only 4 years expired on the tags. My wife's is five. Mine's only four.
That's nine.
Yeah. You add it up, it's nine.
Same car that you drove from the ball game back to Alton with no headlights?
Yes.
Like your Terminator driving down a dark road?
He's like, Niedringhausen again.
Of all the things he's done, that is madness at night.
So, I didn't do it
on purpose. A bridge? You crossed a bridge? You went to Illinois.
I didn't do it on purpose.
My favorite part of that is to show the other drivers that he was cool because he had to have his brights on. When they would flash him, he would turn his lights off completely.
Mm-hmm. I would turn them off completely to show, like, hey, I'm not doing this on purpose. I'm doing this because it's my only way to see the road. Because I have no headlights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have some work to do.
So I haven't drove this car at night in like 4 years, and I guess the headlights just failed.
Wow. Well, he is forthright with his actions, which is commendable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like Biden saying how long he can stay awake.
Yeah. I got nothing to hide here, people.
You have everything to hide.
I have things to hide, but not like, you know, here.
Yeah, that's not when you use that figure of speech.
I would be hiding all of this.
I will be hiding on the open roads. I won't be hiding here.
This is your safe space. This is a sanctuary.
But he's not actually behind the wheel.
This is where it's safe. A million people listening to this podcast.
Yeah. A lot of them cops.
God. You can't ID me. It's fine.
Oh, contraire, mon frere.
They won't see me. I got sunglasses on. They can't tell.
The invisible car.
But what about the sombrero and the trash in your car?
Ned Stark riding.
And the mouse
scrub.
Trap. You've got a lot of significantly identifying features.
Well, when you put it like that. Besides, that one's at home. It had apparently a critical engine failure. Ooh, don't drive that around.
You have a lot of cars at your disposal.
I do. I have.
You have a fleet of terrible cars.
Yeah, that's the thing. Between my wife and I, we have two cars and not one.
They're just mouse homes with wheels.
Yeah, not one functioning car that has a valid license plate to it.
What are you?
He's like has less money with the property that he owns.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's
a drain.
I have negative money. Yeah. You don't know how right that is.
Yeah, you missed a couple steps along the way.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. I don't even have nothing.
Nothing. Trying to get back to zero.
Look at us laughing at the pores.
We're doing fine.
It's kind of like how the Cardinals dropped really fast to 11 games.
Well, my car is doing really. Since we're on the subject, I'm a little worried about my car too because you have to hold.
Wait, when you say your car too,
so the car that's not my wife's car that had the critical engine failure of some kind.
Okay,
I guess.
Waves his hands in the air like whatever.
Guess I'm not supposed to drive that one.
Weird thing here.
So you turn it and it just takes a really long time for the engine to start. It just kind of like sputters for a while.
Good sign.
And then it finally starts. That's just kind of on the back. That's in the back of the head right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's just
but
like
that's a classic old car move. In all the movies, it always sputters and then starts.
Only when you're being chased by the bad guys.
That's right. That's a tomorrow, Andrew.
Or the cops.
Yeah. Or the cops. My car can never outrun them. My car can barely make it up a hill. Like, if they start coming after me, I know.
Right. They better be on foot.
Can he outrun the horse cops?
Yeah,
the
bicycle cops.
The Segway cops behind him.
The bicycle cops have me no problem at all.
The Segway cops like, try to pit him.
He's full tilt.
Yeah, I'm getting pit and maneuvered by the horse cop. Like, there's... If they find me, I know I got no chance.
This horse is so knocking my car over. 124 DGS and KMOX. We have Ricky Horton coming up. We have people from Lupus Foundation. Ray Hartman and Kurt Barr are going to be on the Think Tank a little bit later on in the day. Wheels, are you familiar with Sleeping Bear Dunes? It's in Michigan.
I know where it is. I've never been there.
It's like super steep and long, and you walk down to this beautiful...
Is it a long way, Lake Michigan?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Gorgeous
is it
beach.
The dunes? Because everybody always referred to the dunes.
Well,
but
there's
I don't
a
know
lot
if it was
of
called...
them.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Like, you can go... I'm not sure exactly where that one is, but a couple years ago when we went to Michigan, we went to a place called Mears, Michigan, which is right on the lake, and it's the same thing. It's known for the dunes. They got
a
big area.
This one's famous. It's one big dune.
Yeah.
And it takes about a half an hour to get down it, and then it can take you a couple of hours on your hands and knees to get up it, and it's an automatic $3,000 charge.
Yes, I've seen that one.
And that's all over my TikTok now. Like, I mean, it's better than child boxing.
Oh, that one's, that one's on an island.
Oh, is it really?
Is it?
Yeah, according to this, it's on an island that's kind of like... out in Lake Michigan, looks like near the top of the mitten.
It looks like a real life analogy for mistakes. Like people like on their way down, they're like, this is going to be
great. There are signs everywhere. They're telling you, if you cannot make it up, and here's how much it's going to cost for us to come get you.
And there are all these videos of people who are like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And they're like, $3,000. Why don't I have $3,000?
It is steep, too. Yeah. It's high and steep.
Man. I mean, I guess they have to take you out.
Yeah. They can't just leave you there.
Bill you or something.
Man, but I don't know how they get you out. Do they helicopter or do they?
So they put you on a very fancy stretcher. And then I think they pull you up. I think a bunch of people
no one's carrying you
five
back
or six
up.
Guys pull you up on the stretcher, which would be a terrible.
I would be really annoyed if that's my job. Mm-hmm. My job is to help
even
people
get
back
paid.
Up. Yes. Yeah. If I get paid for it and that is the only reason I'm there, it would still annoy me every time somebody needed my help.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I felt that way, Mr. Donut. I would certainly feel that way doing that. Yeah.
So I just found the sign for it. It says, warning, steep bluff, 450-foot drop to Lake Michigan. Hmm. Return climb is extremely exhausting. Do not run. Do not throw rocks. Would stand at the top and throw rocks and probably hit other people like idiots.
Wow. Jeez.
What in the world?
Well, you know what are you going to do about it?
That's like this 400-foot drop. I'm just going to start throwing rocks.
Do not roll boulders.
I'm picturing Star Wars with a... what are the little guys called when they're
Ewoks.
Throwing? The Ewoks.
Yeah.
I'm picturing Ewoks
taking
throwing
down
rocks
the AT-ATs.
Yeah, while you're trying to climb
even,
up
even
that
the
dune.
People who are just making it up, it just looks so miserable.
Because you're just sinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they all start, like, the first 30 yards or so, they're like, this is going to be that bad. And then they're, like, literally, they look like monkeys. They're hands and knees climbing up, and it's just so high.
Just think of this. I mean, like, 450 feet, you're going up, 45 stories of a building?
Yeah.
But on sand.
Yeah.
Awful. No thanks.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
134 at DGS. Just telling the guys that Phoebe is back at KU and moved into the new Tri-Delt house. Literally a brand new house. Just gorgeous. And how are we affording this? this is far too nice. Isn't there a lesser house you could live in, honey? But they've identified her as charming, and so she is one of the chief charmers of the new Rush Girls. And Amy was saying, like, she didn't think she would be much sorority type.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I was saying, what if there is a whole sorority full of yous, and she called it Gamma Gamma Prude?
Yeah, I think there is. It's called the library.
Wait, are you saying they don't go to the library?
No, I'm just saying it's the library. I'm pretty sure they're going to have more fun than
you
would
find
have.
Your Amy's?
Yeah, than you would have at just a library.
I don't know, man. I know some librarians. They're a little wilder than you.
Oh, buddy.
Wow.
Were you guys in here the other day when Dave was saying he wished you could be loud at the library?
Yeah. What?
Who said that?
Me.
Dave said that. Yeah.
I just think we made a mistake in the very beginning when they're like, we should all be quiet. I wish someone would have said, like, why? You can talk. It's fine.
Just be loud
it's cool.
and disruptive at the library. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's
reasonable.
An awesome platform for you to run for office. Yeah. People would be like, wow, I haven't thought about this.
Well, there are lots of people like me who, it's just true. When I was a kid, one of the biggest fights, my mom and dad, like a lot of World War II mom and dads, took everything that we did as a personal insult. And so when I wanted to play my record player while I studied, because it helped to have something that was kind of zen going on behind me I didn't have to pay attention to, but also took part of my attention away, I'm still that way today. In dead silence, I go dead silent. My mom and dad treated it like I was crapping on my dad's World War II service or something like that. It made them so angry, and that's not the way it works, and so they wouldn't let me do it. But there are people like me who, if the library had a little music or just a little soft conversation, it would be much, much better.
Yeah, I think the problem, though, is the people that don't want that.
I know, I don't like
that. You can't take that away.
Yeah, why do they get to make the rules?
Like, why can't you wear headphones?
No smoking.
You got headphones, man.
You could go to a coffee shop
iPods.
And study.
Yeah,
you know,
a coffee shop is what I think you're describing.
Yeah.
They don't have books there.
But people like me shouldn't just be marginalized in the library.
You are not a second-class citizen.
So it is a sorority. See? I'm like, no, you can't join our club. We're the quiet club.
Some libraries have listening rooms. You could go in those.
Yeah, again, you're just shoving me somewhere.
Yeah, and he didn't say he wants to listen. He said he wants to talk.
Listen, if we had to wear matching outfits at the library, like the sorority, where all the librarians dressed up and did little dances at the front door, I wouldn't join that sorority either.
No?
No.
Is it an anti-dance thing?
It's an anti-conformity thing.
Amy, he's not a joiner.
I'm not a joiner.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
I don't like all the matching outfits and that you have to buy all these things. It just seems unnecessary. But I get that it's a me problem. I get it. I'm off putting.
Do you think you're above it?
Probably.
Yeah.
But like
most things.
You're like that in other parts of your life.
Matching outfits?
Above it.
Like joiner. Like you have your crew that you run with. Mm-hmm. And in sports, you had your teams.
Yeah. I think it was sports. Very sports oriented. I could do a book club. That would be fun. I don't know. But it's okay, though, because...
What about an academic sorority? One of those that don't really count.
I do have a friend who is in one of those. Yeah. And he said, I was like, oh, you're in a fraternity? He's like, no. He's like, this didn't... It was technically a fraternity.
Right.
But,
it's a resume thing.
It was a Jewish fraternity at MIT, and they studied Hebrew all the time. And so he was like, it was not exactly the wild party.
I hate to see the hazing that went on there.
Oof,
wild.
But yeah, Mason Jar said he was in a fun fraternity. They were in a fraternity. Hmm. And he said it wasn't necessarily the cool fraternity. He said it was fun. So I don't know. I'm sure there are. I probably have
He was so relieved when she bought that.
Yeah.
She doesn't know any of this stuff.
I probably have an unfair picture of, like, seeing the videos that go viral, like Ole Miss and, like, all the videos of the dancing and all of that. And I've had some pop up on my feed where I'm just like, that's not really me. Like, they all kind of look like each other. They look exactly the same, and they're all in their little white dresses, and they do the dance. It's a little weird to me.
What if you did go to... a company, a sorority, something, and everyone really was like you. Would it be weird? Would you like it? It's like there's a SpongeBob where Squidward goes to Squidville, and everyone's like Squidward.
Yeah.
And at first he loves it, and then he's like, oh my gosh, I hate this. I miss my weird friends.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't like it, but also, yeah, I mean, I haven't encountered that. I like when you have shared experiences. Like, there have definitely been people that I've met that their childhood experiences were like, oh, you get it, you too, right, in a certain element. And that's really fun.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be with people who are just like you. That's boring.
I have a question. Would you rather be in a sorority full of Amy's or a fraternity full of Kevin's?
I know which one's going to have more fun. Although, I will say this.
Yours sounds
going to be awfully
aggressive.
Loud. Yeah,
loud
it's going to be
aggressive.
Really loud.
Yeah.
Do not go to the
When you
library.
Were asking that question, I'm like, would I like that? I'm like, yeah, probably would.
Yeah, you being married to a librarian is a little
pretty
too
great,
on
isn't
the
it?
Nose.
Yeah.
Opposites attract.
It is. But no, but like I said, Dave, I probably am thinking of maybe a small subset, or maybe I'm not giving the sorority world a wide enough spectrum of all the different kinds. Because, like I said, my friend that was in the one at MIT, he always joked like it was a suit. He's like, you were dorkier if you joined the fraternity.
They definitely, you're not wrong though. Like, I've talked to Phoebe about it, I've talked to Phoebe's friends about it, other people. There's definitely a flavor to each sorority and each fraternity, which is why people join.
Mm-hmm.
It's why people want to be, you know, a Sig Epsilon instead of a Teak, or a Tri Delta instead of an Alpha Chi, or whatever it is. And, you know, and they're different from school to school.
Yeah.
Like, in one school, it's the snooty girls. At the other school, they're not snooty. And
Yeah. And I think, too, like you said, it probably depends on the sorority and the school. Sometimes when it looks like every single girl is a carbon copy of the other, it's kind of weird to me. Like, I'm like, like, you should have, I like a wide, like, that's it. That's why I don't seek out friends who are like me. I like all different kinds of people, but
here's a hard right turn. Most disgusting thing people have ever put in their mouth. Anyone got anything that jumps to mind?
A few things. Yeah.
We're not talking about today.
Yeah, just a handful.
Anyone ever tried
like a nail that they found like in the dirt or whatever, like in mud?
Who's they?
Like the person, the hypothetical person who's putting gross things
what
in their mouth.
What kind of, like a fingernail or a nail?
Ew. Both, I guess.
Okay. Wait, this happened to you?
No, I'm saying, you're saying grossest things people have ever put in their mouth.
No.
And I'm like, maybe something like this? I thought we were guessing.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
Yeah, you just said one of the weirdest sentences of all time. Maybe when they found a nail in the dirt and put it.
I thought it was cold,
was
to be honest
ultimate,
with you.
The ultimate, like, grossest thing.
Yeah.
Right.
She gets a nail that was in the dirt.
Like, that's not ideal in your mouth, but I'm worried about they.
Yeah.
I remember one time, so when I used to fly more before Phoebe was born, we would go to like Apple resorts and things like that. And I was a 2 or 3 Xanax, 2 or 3 screwdriver kind of flyer because I don't like to fly. I'm afraid we're going to crash. And when I'm drunk and whacked out on Xanax, I'm much better. And we were flying back from Jamaica and they hadn't brought the drink service yet. And a lightning clap hit. It scattered these people like bowling pins. And so I'm looking for anyone got any coffee? Anyone got any water? This is before people really had bottled water everywhere. So I just took 3 Xanax, put them in my mouth, chewed them up. And that's probably about the nastiest.
Oh.
Yeah, that was bad.
It's a pretty bad flavor, pill flavor.
It is. Yeah, they don't taste like strawberries or anything.
You
they're
see people
like
in
pens.
Movies do that all the time, right? Where they're like desperate and they'll throw a thing and they start. I always think.
It was like the cops were chasing me or something.
Right. I got to get rid of these. I'm
trying to think of the grossest food.
I really can't think of anything. Mm. I know that, what's the thing that people used to, your parents used to give you? And it never happened to me, but they would tell
Ipecac?
Me that. Ipecac, that's it.
I never had that either.
Never had that.
Or castor oil.
Castor oil is the other old one, yeah.
Constipation, right?
One of them is to make you throw up.
Yeah, the Ipecac is, I think, it'd make you throw up.
I lived in fear of Ipecac because
me
I
too.
Hated throwing up, and I was just convinced that I was going to, like, stumble upon it.
Just
like
trip and it goes in your mouth?
Yeah, yes. and like a Kool-Aid pitcher or
Some
something.
Some of those nail people would have Ipecac.
Did you say a Kool-Aid?
Yeah, a Kool-Aid pitcher.
Oh, Kool-Aid.
C-O-U-L-A-D-E.
Oh.
Kool-Aid.
Let's try this new beverage, Kool-Aid.
Country Times Lemonade.
French, I believe. Kool-Aid.
I will say this. I don't know exactly how it happened, but like stick deodorant, somehow I got it on my fingers. And I know this because I got it on my hand. I didn't realize it, you know, getting ready or whatever.
And of course, you got to put your hands in your mouth.
Right. And then some reason, I don't, you know, putting on makeup, I licked my finger or something and immediately my entire mouth dried up. It was the grossest thing I've ever tasted. And I couldn't get it out of my mouth. And I just remember, I mean, and this was years ago, probably high school. And it's still, I have a fear of accidentally getting stick deodorant.
You know what? This is not quite the same. When I was in high school, you know, I got fries in the cafeteria and I put salt on them and it was sugar and it was a lot. And I, it was disgusting.
It didn't sound bad.
No, it was actually totally disgusting. And because of that, I am now terrified to put salt on anything. So I never put it on anything ever.
You're a man of many fears.
That is
right.
Yeah.
I don't want to put sugar on this on accident.
Like a little
that's an interesting trauma.
I have Museum of Ranji Fear.
Yeah. I have not added salt to anything since then.
Because
literally.
It might be sugar.
I don't know. I just have a thing in my head.
Yeah.
I'm weird.
I think McDonald's used to put sugar on them on purpose.
Yeah, I thought that was part of the process.
Oh,
of how
just
they
a little bit in the mix with the salt.
So, so delicious.
I love McDonald's fries.
Like, when people do the fries and the milkshake, I think that's disgusting.
It's so good.
Yeah, I kind of like it, too.
The Wendy's has a commercial where they're doing that. Like, it's a selling point. Mm-hmm. I think it's gross.
No,
it's Rach, so anything gross. Come to mind?
Did you guys ever, like, chew on pens when you were in school?
Sure.
I've had a pin explode in my mouth. It is so gross. It tastes so disgusting. And then you have like blue ink all over your face. So it's embarrassing too.
Well, it's better than chewing on somebody else's mouth pen.
That's, yeah. I mean, have you ever taken a look at the pencil cup over here full of chewed up pens? Like, we're all adults.
Is it near the toenails?
No, the toenails are in
here. No, those were on the counter.
Those are in here.
Those were on the table.
Okay.
Yep, it's a
good segment.
I will say.
And I'm looking at one right now.
He stared at his feet.
Oh.
152 DGS. Wheels, have anyone seen this at GU? Have you seen the euthanasia coaster?
No.
So Google it for me because you may be able to tell what I couldn't tell looking at it. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, what's the deal with it?
The idea is that it's because it's one big and then a series of smaller circles, right?
Like
And then the idea behind it is that the G-force sort of makes you pass out. And then
and then kills you.
Yeah, and then the continuance of that just sort of
and it's
kills you over time.
Some people think it's just an artistic thing, and other people think it's like, no, there's a prototype for it, and it's a real thing.
Unfamiliar with any actual attempt to make a roller coaster that kills you, but I have seen it as an artistic concept that's like, this could be a way to euthanize somebody. You have a fun roller coaster until you just kind of
fade out
from the G-force.
The mind train.
Yeah.
We already have that, don't we, Amy?
We do.
Yeah, the Seven Dwarves mind train at Disneyland.
One more loop, she's gone.
Except it kills you.
I probably could not have survived another turn.
It's an interesting idea. I feel like no one would ever build it.
Proud sponsor of the euthanasia culture.
Yeah, I don't really know what the circumstances would ever be. I don't think it fits in Cedar Point.
I'm at the age now that I can't tell what's real and what's not. Stuff like that.
Yeah. What happened to Ranji? He got on the wrong coaster by accident. We just told him to meet
my
us
new
there.
My new amusement park, the Nihilist Six Flags. Come to it. Nothing matters. Just screw it.
Are you sure this is the right?
There's only one roller coaster ahead of it.
There's nobody there.
Really steep drop.
It's got its own little land at Disney World.
This isn't what Mr. Freeze looked like the last time I rode on it. No, I'm pretty sure it is.
Nihilist Six Flags.
No, they're going into detail in the story where you have to like say yes three times.
Really?
You have to push a little button.
Yeah, it's not. Apparently, it's not a real thing.
I've seen the
pods. But it's a theoretical thing.
Gotcha. Oh, no.
They didn't actually build it.
Now, there's a guy who, according to this, is a PhD candidate at the Royal College of Art in London, came up with the idea, and he built a scale model.
Gotcha.
But there's no real thing.
Put mice on it.
You go through all the trouble to get your PhD, and there's nothing better you can do with it.
Well, I mean,
than making the roller coaster that kills
fascinating
you.
Thought.
It's an interesting
very few thoughts that like I haven't had before. The euthanasia coaster is one of them.
So the guy used to work at an amusement park.
Yeah,
and that tied into what he was studying in his PhD, and he said the idea of it is this is his quote. that you can take lives with elegance and euphoria.
Oh, great.
Oh, my gosh.
Please. That's good. I wish to take some lives, but it's simply so boring.
And if we sell them a season pass, the profits are going to be through the roof.
Right. Man. What if it becomes a thing?
He even suggested it as a means of execution.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I do think they're just the little mice. They've got their hands in the air. No! Don't go! It's a death coaster! Mm.
You can see Wheeler's face right now. Did she aim?
I'm going to open up that.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm gonna make that nihilist amusement park. And all the food options have allergens in them.
Raunchy world.
Yeah. It's not that amusing. It's just.
It's not that amusing.
Yeah.
It's an unamusing park.
An unamusing park.
Who's your mascot?
It's just a little.
Reaper. The Reaper.
With glasses and a hat. It's
super
the
depressed.
Yeah. With glasses and a hat.
Super depressed. Bugs
little
Bunny.
Small version of Ranji running around.
Whole bunch of them.
Don't care.
All Bugs, the characters are Ranjis.
Bugs Bunny when he's sad and like his ears are down and he's got like kind of bags under his eyes.
The greeters over there just
the
like it's over
Bugs
there,
Bunny
dingus.
With the bags under
just
his
worn
eyes.
Worn out Bugs Bunny.
Don't walk across that bridge. It's out. It doesn't matter.
It's fine.
That went weird. Even when you start with euthanasia coaster, that went weird.
Yeah.
Amy doing the impression for little mice.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Losing their lives. Thinking they're having the best day of their life. We're going to Cheese World after this.
Cheese World.
Cheese World in the sky.
Oh.
Poor mouse.
We're going to Cheese World.
We're going to a farm.
It's either that. It's either that or we throw you into the intersection. What do you want?
That's one of the rides. Sometimes you land right in the middle. Sometimes you land on the sidewalk. You have a chance.
I will turn this car around and we will continue living in the car.
Look, I'll put you in the back window where all the mouse trappers are. You want to fight Ned Stark? He's wearing a sombrero right there.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.